are the problems with the self-help books, problems with self-help books, is we have a tendency to read these things and say, yeah, I got it. And the problem is we're dealing with emotional issues. We're dealing with how you were raised. We're dealing with things that are deep down inside of you when you start trying to fix yourself. When you start trying to fix bad habits. We all have them. I have them. You have them. We all have habits and problems and things we know we shouldn't be doing. You know, I have taught this idea for years now in my organization, the Downline Building Network, of these, the three keys to a successful life. I didn't invent them. They've been around forever. Health, wealth, and mindset. That pretty much everything falls under these three. Pretty much every decision you do throughout the day, from the moment you wake up to the end of your day, affect your health, your wealth, and your mindset. Now, the beautiful thing is you can start fresh every single day. Meaning every day is a new day. Every day you could find a way to save a dollar or make a dollar and increase your wealth. Every day you could make a decision to buy something or not buy something. You choose to go into debt or not go into debt. It's a choice you make. You have the option to think through issues. I'm counseling, talking to anyone, call with a friend of mine, and he's considering pushing his credit card debt onto his home to, quote, pay off the debt. And I said, man, you have a mindset problem. Yeah, you have a wealth problem, for sure. But your mindset is keeping you from fixing your wealth problem. Because you just moved the debt. And in somehow in your mind, in your wacky mind, that somehow improved your wealth situation. But it didn't. It's still there. You just changed it from a higher interest rate to a lower interest rate. Now you feel like you've done something sophisticated. But all you did is pushed it off onto a 15-year note. You're now going to pay 3 to 4 times the amount. And so you're all messed up. This is the part of the mindset part. This is the part where you're supposed to study these things. You can't read a book. In my podcast, I'm always talking about the book, The Science of Getting Rich. That's the purpose of the podcast. It's not something you can sit down, read once and go, I got it. It's like a Bible. It's like a whole, it's like, it takes a long time to internalize the 17 chapters. You can't tell me you read Gratitude and go, yeah, got it. No one does that. It's impossible. And so we do this with self-help. We breeze through it. We read it once and go, yeah, I got that. You can't read these books like that. No one can read Think and Grow Rich one time, walk away, I got all that information and go do it. This is why people read these books and fail. Oh, I tried that. No, you didn't apply it though. Application takes time. Repetition is the mother of skill. It's through the process of over and over and over and over. I push up against this all the time in my network marketing business. People do it like children. When you begin to talk in times of weeks and months, oh, I did that for 4 months and I did 2 follow-ups. And it's like, what? What in your life worked because you did it twice? It doesn't even make sense. And yet this is what we push up against. This is why people say one thing, but their actions do another. The book, The Science of Getting Rich, defines success, makes it real simple. I like things that are simple. It defines success. Success in life is becoming what you want to be. So what is it you want to be? That's it. That's success. But we live in such a place at such a time that no matter, even the most mundane of jobs, whether you're a stripper, a bus driver, a door greeter, or on welfare, we live in a time and a place where you can begin to build wealth in any job, doing anything. Right now, all these things have come into line between the internet, the access. What used to be reserved only for the rich is now available to everyone. Anyone can lend money now and get interest. Anyone can invest in commercial real estate and get a return. Anyone could invest in a shopping center and get a return. Anyone can invest in apartments and get a return. Anyone can invest in public storage facilities, you've seen the storage facilities, and get a return. Anyone can invest in pipelines and get a return. Anyone can buy single family homes and get a return. The list goes on and on and on and on. There are more things than you can invest in than you can possibly invest in all of them. So what do? Just pick one. Put some money in it. Pick another one. Put some money in it. It doesn't have to be any harder than that. And you can do that at any age, at any time. I mean, a 16-year-old child can begin to build wealth right from their smartphone. It's that simple. But this isn't taught. You'll go through 12 years of high school, and no one does the millionaire math with you. I bring this up a lot. Do the math. Back out of the math. You want to be $1 million? You want to be a millionaire? Do the math. Save $100,000 a year for 10 years, you're a millionaire. That seems impossible. It seems impossible. So one day I just did the math and I was like, my God. But see, the more I did the math, I said, oh, well, $50,000 for 20 years is $1 million. Wow, that seems impossible. But then I discovered compound interest. You start doing 4%, 6%, 8%. Then I said, well, wow, I see people saying they're getting 20%. How do they get 20%? Because if you could get 20%, you could speed up the process. And then I began to study about concepts like leverage. And this is a lifelong pursuit. You have to seek it. You have to actively decide, I want to be rich. And then begin to study things that show you how to get rich. It won't be accident. You don't accidentally become a millionaire unless your grandfather dies and leaves it to you. And then you're going to lose it. See, the reason lottery winners lose their money is because they don't have the mindset to be a millionaire. Because it takes time. Repetition is the mother of skill. It takes time. It takes time to become a millionaire. You don't earn $1 million. Most people don't. They accumulate $1 million through the process of time, leverage, and interest. Yield. Stocks produce yield. They throw off money. They throw off cash flow. And so when I meet people who have otherwise smart people who have jobs, and they don't own assets that produce them cash flow on the side, it boggles my mind. Because the moment I was shown this, I became obsessed with it. And I realized, you can do this even if you don't make a lot of money. Now, it'll take longer. It'll move slower. But you have the ability to influence that as well. You could take on an extra job. What if you had an extra job for few months out of every year, and you took all of the money from that job? You just did a seasonal thing where, you know, like in the winter, you worked for UPS, and, well, I don't know, I'm just making this up, and you just took all the money from that, or you delivered pizzas only on Friday, and you took all of the money from that, and you just pushed it into an investment, paying you 10%, and you just piled it in, until that investment was throwing you off. My goal is always, I need a $100 bill. Let me just tell you how I keep investments super simple. I just read to you from The Science of Getting Rich that success is becoming what you want to be. Now, you can only become what you want to be if you have enough money to buy the things that you need to help you become what it is you want to be. We talked about this in the last recording, right? That you can only become what you want to be if you have the money to buy the things that help you get to where you want to be, which if you want to get through college, you need money. If you want to open a business, you need money. Right. My goal was this. I wanted to own assets, whether it be businesses, stocks, land. I don't care what it is. I don't care. I don't care what business I'm in. Doesn't matter to me. I just want cash flow. I need money. It could be a hot dog stand. It could be a YouTuber. I don't care what it is. I have no ego tied up in what it is I do for a living at all. I need cash flow. I want to live on as little of that as I can. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to drink a beer. I'm going to go party. I'm going to eat pizza. I'm going to do all these things that normal people do. But what I'm not going to do is the big dumb ones. No debt. I can't tell you how far this has accelerated me in life. No car payments. You invest a car payment your entire life, you'll have millions of dollars. Everyone has the ability to make a car payment. Everyone I've ever met seems to be able to somehow make a car payment. And yet they can't invest. And if they would only switch that and invest first and car payment second, they would be millionaires. It's just a matter of doing the math. So no car payments. I'm a multimillionaire. I drive a 19-year-old 2001, what is that? Is that 19 years? It's 18 years old. I drive a 2001 Dodge truck. There's no carpet. There's nothing electric. It's stick shift and I roll my own windows up. Why? Because I abhor car payments. Now, we have a nice car in the family. But my goal, see, having two car payments doesn't align with my goal. My goal is to accumulate assets that pay me cash flow. My goal, when I begin accumulating an asset, I need $100. I need that asset to pay me $100. First, $100 a quarter. Most assets pay every 90 days. I want that payment to be a $100 bill. Because $100 bills can buy something. Now, I'll take $20 and $30 and $40. That's fine. But the goal is I need the asset giving me a $100 bill. This is how simple I made it. I didn't sit around, you know, how to beat the market and all the... I'm looking for things that are on sale that I think the price is too low. I want to buy things when other people don't want to own them, and I want to sell them when everybody wants them. So the time to buy Bitcoin, right, would have been when no one knew about it. And when everyone's talking about it, you don't want to buy it. I bought real estate. Most of the real estate I bought is foreclosures. People blew out of the house. I take their mess and turn it into, right, my opportunity. So I don't want to buy it when everybody else is wanting to buy it. And so I'm constantly looking around. What industry's doing bad? Is it possible to turn it around? I mean, can I think through it and go, yeah, they can fix that. An example of an investment like this would be Walmart. Walmart shares were really beat down. Everyone was convinced Amazon's going to do away with every retailer in America. That's absurd. Poor people are still going to go to Walmart. It's going to happen, okay? So when Walmart shares got down really low and Walmart was paying a historically high dividend yield, as the lower prices of stocks go, the higher the yield, I just began to do some basic research and began to look around. And I have a few services I use that I respect their opinion. Are they always right? No, but they do a good job. These are college-educated people with MBAs who analyze stocks. And I read it and listen and I look and I make my own informed. I said, okay, I'm going to accumulate. So I'm going to begin accumulating shares of Walmart until Walmart pays me a $100 bill every 90 days. How many shares is that? And I back out the math. Well, their dividend is 50 cents. Okay, then I need how many shares? I need 200 shares. So Walmart was trading for 50-something dollars. I need $10,000 of this stock. And so I go to buying. This week I had $1,000. I buy $1,000 worth of shares. Next week, I only had $400. I buy $400 worth of shares. And I just week after week after week until I get to 10,000. When I get to my 200 shares, I'm done. I'm done. As a matter of fact, I hope it goes even lower. Now, if it takes off, if the price takes off on me, I abandon it. I got there too late. I just take what I got. Now, once I get my 200 shares, I'm done with that idea. How long am I going to hold it? For life. I now have a $100 bill coming to me every quarter for the rest of my life. Get it? Now I'm looking at another asset. And then another asset. Might be high yield. It might not be stocks. Might be a real estate deal. See what I'm saying? These are all in increments of a couple thousand dollars. Then you say, well, Gerald, what I need to buy is $20,000. Well, then just set it aside. Just set aside till you get to 20. Now, you get there a lot faster if you don't have car payments, credit card bills, right? College debt, phone bills, internet, all these things that get us caught up. Now, I have a lot of these. I have internet bills. I have phone bills. But you have to prioritize. See what I'm saying? And so when I'm in the accumulation phase, when I was trying to buy real estate and trying to buy property and invest in stocks, I had the minimalist things that I could do. My life was a little bit inconvenient because I was trying to accumulate wealth. Now, as I accumulated some and I had a little bit of a base, I then began to take back off the reins a little. But you can't do both. It isn't going to be comfortable. You don't apply the science of getting rich to an average man's life, and it's comfortable. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. It's a war. It's a battle for your mind. And most people will lose this battle. Most of you listening cannot do this. It's just a fact. You're too soft. Your brain won't do it. You don't have enough mindset. Health, wealth, and mindset. These things take daily study and practice. You should be daily studying your wealth, daily studying your mindset. This is why you can't read a book like The Science of Getting Rich once. You can't read a book on marketing once. It's not retainable. You have to internalize the process. I used to try to teach this in my network marketing business. When people come in, I say, listen, don't try to recruit anyone. You don't know what you're doing. You need to internalize the process. Understand the product inside and out. If someone asked you, you could tell them all about it. Take it yourself. Use it yourself. Right? Understand if they have a website. How's the website work? Where's the contact button? How do you contact? You just begin to go through the process. Begin to play with it. Try to break it. Look for the flaws in it. If there's marketing material, if there's postcards, if there's flyers, how do these things work? If I got the postcard, how can I reply? There's a phone number, there's a PO box, there's a website. Okay, well, how do each of those work? And how did this connect? And if I get that, and if I get free information, who's going to follow up with me? And you begin to map out what I call the money flow in my book. And so I have a whole training course on how I do this, how I run ads and connect it to 800 numbers, connect it to websites, and connect it to automated follow-up letters, and right? And people will read this one time. Act like they got it. Now, it took me 14 years to develop it, day in, day out, probably 100,000 hours, however many hours that is, spending hours and hours with this. They'll read it cursory one time. I got it. I still don't have it. How could they possibly have it? And so they shortchange themselves. And because they don't develop mindset, this pattern repeats over and over and over in their life. I don't have money to save. I don't have money to invest. I go from problem to problem. I never actually get ahead. There seems like things are always, and it's because their mindset and their wealth is all messed up. Things they think are smart moves, is all it is temporary relief. Taking money from a credit card like my friend wanted to do and moving $36,000 in credit card debt, which is retarded. If you have $36,000 on credit cards, the last thing you should be thinking about is a business opportunity or an investment. You need to invest in yourself. You have to get rid of that debt. You have a burden on you, man. And see, this, we get our wiring messed up. You start thinking, well, I'm going to earn my way out of this. It doesn't do you any good to earn money. You've been earning money and you've gone broke. Your problem isn't earning money. Your problem is what to do with the money that you're earning. And so you have to fix that problem. You understand there's people who make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and they're in debt. They're in debt. They have no wealth. And then there's people who work as a janitor like Ronald Reed who go on to build a stock portfolio of over $8 million. Do you think he accidentally did that? No, he understood wealth. He understood mindset. So when the stock market was crashing, he wasn't screaming, crying, panicking, and running out the door. He was buying more. Why? Because he had mindset. He understood it. You are not where you want to be in life right now because of wealth and mindset. That's it. Two things you need to fix. Most people get health. You don't have to spend a lot of time on health. Unless you just choose to sabotage yourself, eat self-death, not take your medicine, not exercise. I mean, smoke cigarettes. You know, if you're doing things to destroy your health, I mean, you know that. I think people intuitively know how to be healthy. Just start walking, right? I mean, the best you can. Obviously, you know, some people have bad luck, but the mindset and the wealth component of the three keys to a successful life, this is what sabotages everyone. And people get into one and ignore the other. So on this Friday, my little rant today, I've been trying to do a little rant on Friday, is my problem with self-help and self-help books is that people go through them book after book after book, speaker after speaker after speaker, never actually applying over repetitive time the process of something that they're learning. So if you have someone you're listening to, take it in, take it in. It's not all going to be applicable to your life, but you have to begin using what you're learning, using what you're hearing, and begin the process of doing it over and over and over. And listen to yourself. Listen to yourself, the excuses you'll make. I do this too. Catch yourself. Catch yourself talking. Catch yourself. I catch myself all the time. I caught myself this weekend when my son was telling me some big, bodacious dream goal of his. I caught myself saying, is that realistic? Like, I was literally about to say to him, that sounds a little crazy, bro. Maybe pull that back some. What? Why would I say that? Why, when I teach this idea that what you think about comes about and what you focus on grows, why would I teach that you can literally manifest things in your life by holding the thought into the formless substance, that if you hold that thought in your mind, if you hold it and believe in it and begin to take action to make it so, that it cannot help but manifest in your life. Now, as a guy who believes this, as a guy who's written books about this, who teaches this concept, and I caught myself saying, man, you might want to back off on that. I was shocked. How is that possible? And I study this stuff every day, day in, day out, for almost 20 years now. Investing, compounding, leverage, building wealth, investing, think big, be grateful. All these things, day after day, I exercise every day. I'm doing these things every single day that I'm teaching. Obviously not successful every day. Every day's a war. Every day's a battle. Right? It's not easy being king. You are the king of your own empire, the queen of your own empire. And damn it, it is not easy to hold down a kingdom. There are forces aligned against you. They want your money. They want your time. They want you to do bad. They don't want you to succeed. There are people who want to take that crown from you. They want your position. They want your place. They want your money and they want your wealth. And there are more aligned against you than there are for you. And that is the way it is for every king, for every queen. It's not easy holding down the kingdom. This is why most people do not pick up that crown. They do not pick up that crown and declare themselves king. They don't pick it up and say, I'm in control of my wealth. I'll decide where my money goes. That's not how they go through life. They want the easy way. They want the easy path. And so they run to debt. No patience. So they drive a Mercedes. They couldn't even write a check for half of it, but they think they deserve a Mercedes. And so the wealth is all fake. And you can fool yourself in the world for a while, but ultimately the king falls if his kingdom is not built upon a foundation. And so my goal has been to build my kingdom upon a foundation that even if I wasn't the richest, you can't tear it down. And so I wanted to accumulate 50 assets, 50. That all paid me a minimum of a $100 bill every time they paid. And so these 50 assets would just be throwing, and that's just a number. It could be 40, it could be 100. For me, it was 50. I mean, when I got into real estate, my focus was I needed 10 houses, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. When I got into network marketing, I needed 10,000 people to request a free information package because I knew if 10,000 requested, 1,000 would join. And if 1,000 joined, I would get rich. And so I went around not looking for the 1,000. I don't know who's going to join. And when I look at each house, I don't know which house I'm going to end up getting, but I need to look at houses. And so I'm going to have to look at 100 houses to buy one. Usually not 100, it's more like 10. I'm going to look at 10 houses to buy one. I'm going to show 100 people. Usually it's more like 10. I wrote an article on this called 1 in 10. Most things in your life are about 1 in 10. About 1 in 10 of your friends are good friends, right? And if you're into real estate, about 1 in 10 properties you look at, you'll buy. And about 1 in 10 books you read will influence your life. There's this weird thing about the 1 in 10. you're going to have to recruit 10 people to get one good one. This philosophy, this you'll see it emanate in your life. Begin to observe your life and you'll begin to see this idea of 1 in 10. About 1 in 10. Problem is that about number 8, people go, well, this ain't working. This being a king thing is kind of hard. The peasants are angry. The nobles want my blood. There's always someone trying to take my spot. Everybody wants to dig into the treasury. But you, as the king, have a duty and have an obligation as king and queen to hold down the kingdom, to protect what's yours, and to grow it. Because if you're not growing, you're going backwards. And so it's your duty, it's your obligation. Grant Cardone is famous for saying that success is my duty. And he's right. You don't get to opt out. Not if you want to be king, not if you want to be queen. You don't get to opt out. And so you stop making the easy decisions. Anybody can make easy decisions. You start making the hard ones. Right? We start to focus on the hard decisions. Health, wealth, and mindset. Those self-help books you are reading, read them more than once. Maybe read a book twice before you move on to another book. Spend some time with it, internalize it, begin to think on it. I hope you enjoy the book, The Science of Getting Rich. If you haven't read it, I highly encourage you to read it. If you don't even want to buy it, I'll send you a free copy. If you DM me, contact me, go to my website, hit me up, whatever, man. I will send you the copy if that's what it takes to get you to read the book, because I think it'll change your life. God bless.